Today on Mission Network News, persecution escalates yet again in West Africa. I'm Ruth Kramer. I'll share the latest details in a moment, and stick around because a Bible translation organization's got a help wanted sign out, and you might be just the person they're looking for. But we'll begin today in West Africa. 3 attacks in 4 weeks. That's the case for Christians in Burkina Faso, where militant Islamist terrorists have carried out a brutal campaign. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says since 2016, the killings have skyrocketed.
That 600,000 people that are internally displaced, that becomes a problem. So it's, at this point, it is one of the world's fastest growing humanitarian crises, and the numbers seem to be getting worse. And again, when you look at the fact that the number of people displaced in Burkina Faso has risen 1,200% in 2019, and again, it is continuing right into 2020.
Right now, we don't know exactly which group is responsible, but the attacks follow the pattern Boko Haram used in Nigeria, frequent and regular attacks. Musselman says the United Nations has responded to them and will increase relief efforts throughout the country.
In the middle of all that, too, is proclaim, you know, the message of peace that Jesus came to bring to this earth. Because really, that's the only thing that is going to stop this thing from getting out of control. I mean, it already feels like that as well, but it could get a lot worse as it spirals out of control.
So let's be praying for believers in Burkina Faso that they would have the strength to show grace and mercy in spite of the persecution. Next, persecution looks a little different in the deaf world. We'll turn to DOOR International's Rob Myers for details.
Many times, deaf people, because they grow up without a lot of relationship with their parents, they get involved in gangs because they fall into a crowd that at least knows their language and provides some sort of community, which maybe they've never experienced before.
In South Asia, deaf gangs usually associate themselves with whatever religion their country follows.
For example, you might have a gang of deaf people who strongly feel that Buddhism is correct. They may not necessarily understand why, but they are going to come against any other deaf people who are speaking out against that or saying something different. They feel that culturally we belong to this particular religion, and therefore anything that's said against it or anything that's said that's different really needs to be done away with.
Through DOOR, deaf evangelists and church planners get the training they need to work in this context. One team recently baptized several new believers.
It's an incredibly important and critical choice, and sometimes it could cost them their lives depending on what country they're in.
Read the full story at missionnews.org. And most importantly,
continue to pray for deaf leaders who are reaching deaf communities. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. There's also a lot of spiritual oppression that these leaders face.
And finally, believers around the world are longing for scripture in their mother tongues. Could you be one of the people who makes that possible? Bible translation powerhouse Wycliffe USA is looking for believers to add to their team. Administrators, educators, communicators, and IT experts are all needed. This team is key to supporting native-speaking translators, says Daisy Russell of Wycliffe USA.
God is looking for people who are flexible and adaptable. They're open-handed. Those are people that would be a good fit for these roles. Someone who is cross-culturally savvy and someone who's a lifelong learner. Wycliffe USA values being willing to learn new and better methods and ways of doing things while remaining committed to accuracy, clarity, and excellence in all of our work.
To learn more about needed positions, we'll connect you at missionnews.org.
If they were interested in learning more about possibly serving or exploring the idea of serving with Wycliffe, and we would connect them with a missions coach who can help walk through that with them and answer questions that they may have related to serving.
Believers not called to translation ministry can aid in prayer. Ask for wisdom among those considering stepping into ministry. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.